Coach, how about that? A little awesome match in game two.
Well, a lot of things weren't going our way today. Give Rhode Island credit. Their pitchers are veteran, older guys that made pitches when they had to make pitches. We had a lot of traffic on the bases. I think at one point we were 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position. And the only way that ninth inning comes to be was with John Doxakis coming in and giving us a great hold and making some big pitches to get us off the field with runners on base as well. And, you know, our best at-bats were there in the ninth inning. Two-strike at-bats. Bane Shankvogel comes off the bench and lays down a beautiful bun, and DeLoach gets the big hit.
How about Wingate? I think his first AB of the year of his A&M career, and then he doesn't get the bunt down but then has enough toughness.
Well, that's right. He didn't let the at-bat go away, and so many times you see it when they don't get the bunt down, they just wilt, bad body language, and the at-bat disappears. But Alante showed an awful lot of toughness there, battling and finding the backside single for us. Same with Logan, staying flat in the middle with two strikes and, you know, set the inning up for us.
Not scoring early, but it looked like you were hitting the ball hard early, first four or five innings.
We did, but their guy was very efficient. I mean, we didn't get very deep in counts, and he was throwing it over the plate. And, you know, like I said, I mean, we had first and second, no outs. Shoemake hits a ball hard and right at the third base, and he makes a great play. And then, you know, a couple other innings, we got runners at second base, no outs, and we can't move them, can't score them. Shoemake hits a triple to put us within, you know, a sacrifice of tying the game there in the eighth inning. We weren't able to do that, so it didn't look like our day, but our guys didn't allow that to happen there in the ninth.
Were you surprised they played the infield and on that last at bat?
I don't. I mean, they're here. They came to win, and that's what they were playing for, was a win, and you got to give them credit for that.
Obviously, probably not as long as he wanted to stay out there, but he showed some good signs as well.
He was super sharp early and very proud of that. Got us off field in the first inning. We scored a run, and just like that, off we go. And I felt like once traffic got on the base, he got into trouble. He's a little bit tentative, and that's what a freshman does sometimes. But extreme competitor, tough kid, and looking forward to getting him back on the horse.
Speaking a little bit more to the performance Doxakis gave you, coming on in relief, six innings, shutout ball. I mean, that's can't ask for much more than that.
No, very determined. I mean, and we made some mechanical changes, and, you know, he certainly has made those changes and just competed and was aggressive. And, you know, every time he had a chance to break, he didn't. He made pitches, and we had a runner at third with one out, and he gets two big strikeouts. And then to get us off field there again in the eighth inning or in the ninth inning to keep it close was huge.
Probably didn't expect him to throw almost 80 pitches today, did you?
I didn't. That wasn't a plan. And, you know, but the game always tells you what to do.
How much does that help save the rest of you guys in your pen, though?
Not a big way. You know, they've got their best guy going tomorrow statistically, and, you know, we certainly got Mitchell Kilkaney and a well-rested bullpen ready tomorrow.
What can you say about DeLoach coming out of the 0-5 yesterday?
Well, it doesn't surprise us. I mean, he's a great player, and you've seen it, Heath. I mean, you've watched us practice enough, scrimmage enough to know he's a great player, and just he knew it was going to happen. So to say we're surprised is certainly not the